Fitz team, okay? And I've been with Fitz now for a year and a half. A little bit of my background. I'm a Yankee by birth. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. Family moved us to Texas, finished high school, went through a little bit of college, and I've got a family, wife and a daughter, 3 years old, and lots of dreams, though. And before I saw the internet ad, which I know a lot of us have either come on board, I know Ralph answered a newspaper ad, and several of you have done that. A lot of us have answered the internet ad, and while answering that ad, I was a boiler room mechanic at a hospital. So, as we're going through this talk today, you know, when I talk about, I'm doing the training class tomorrow, and I always mention the training, in training, that it's not a cliche for me, but if I'm able to do this, really, I know anybody can do this, as long as they're willing to do some things and listen to some people and do what they say. So what I'm going to talk about today, really, is for a new agent, I think the difference between me being here still today or me already being gone to some other opportunity is the support structure that's in place here with the Fitz Group and NAA. And I think the first thing that's a very important piece of that support structure is the training class that we all had to go through or have to go through before we can get started. The Thursday training class is still every Thursday from noon to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We now have, I know when I went through, we had one trainer, actually two trainers, Fitz and Heather. that was it. But now, all of the managers are taking some of the responsibility there, and on a weekly basis, we're rotating the trainer. So we've got about, I think, eight trainers now who are going to conduct classes. And so really, if you're going through the training class now or have done so in the last, you know, month or so, I think it's very beneficial for you to go through numerous times because you're going to pick something up a little bit different. Ralph says something, you know, a lot differently than I would say something. Todd Besner will say differently than I would. So everybody has a little bit different perspective, and you can get a little nugget from everyone. And as managers start coming out of the organization, we're just going to be able to add more and more trainers, and it's just going to be to your advantage to take that training class more than just one time. Along those lines, along with the training class, the CD-ROM that's put in place is another piece of the support. You should, you know, after the training class, you should be able to get the CD-ROM for new agents that's, you know, been put together. Because everything on there is what you're going to need to get started. We won't send you the applications. I think you've already probably noticed that, because everything is on there. From software downloads, so you can get those rate quotes, applications, all kinds of paperwork, and as, along with some numbers that you can that'll help you get in contact with folks should you need some help via email or on the phone. But another piece of that puzzle is websites that are put together by NAA. New agents, if you are, if you've already received your NAA number, you can log on to the NAA website, NAAleads.com or NAAfits.com, but they all go to the same place. And Ralph, I apologize, I can't remember what your NAAinsurance.com or NAAsimpson.com, but to log on as a new agent, you're going to use your agent ID, okay? NAA, mine's 103817, and the password that you're going to use is already set up for you as the first four letters of your last name and the last four digits of your Social Security number. And if that doesn't work for you, there is a temporary password that you can utilize. It's the NAA underscore WON, okay? That's going to be both your username and your password. And you can utilize that website. There's so much training on the NAA website. It's phenomenal. If you're a new agent and you haven't checked that out yet, that should be one of the things you have on your list to get done today is check out that NAA website. Another website that's very useful because, you know, once we start writing applications and turning those in, we need to check on their status and see how they're going or if we need to do anything is the FNG website, fglife.com, okay? And if you've received your NAA number from the organization, the first time you log on to that website, when you go to agent login, your ID is going to be your NAA number, NAA whatever. But your password is a little different this time. It's going to be a lowercase s and then your full Social Security number, okay? That's going to be the only time you'll do that is the first time you log in. Once that's been put in and it takes you into the website, you're going to be asked to automatically change your password to something different. And there is so much information on that F&G website about product knowledge. Between FITS and that website and the training class, but the FITS and the website, that's where I got all the knowledge about the of the products. HomeCertain, Saver Select, when you want to look into some other things, ULs, go to those websites and look around and see what you can dig up because that it's just priceless, the information on there. Not to mention, you're going to be able to take care of any kind of pending issues on your business that you've turned in. So don't think that you can just turn in the business and then wait for your check. You do have to make sure it does get issued. And by keeping up with it on this website that's been provided to you free of charge, you're going to be able to do that. You'll also be able to get up-to-date software downloads. You'll also be able to check where you stand in the contest. They do give away trips at F&G, and I know a lot of us have already qualified or are very close to qualifying. So I like checking that and seeing where I stand and make sure I'm going to be in Tucson with everybody else in April. But you know that the training class that we start out with isn't the only thing. On Fridays, Ralph's team has a conference call, and I know there's a lot of folks on this call from Ralph's team. And it's Friday mornings from I believe 8 to 8:30. And if you're on Ralph's team, and that's available to you, my gosh, I would not miss that for anything. You know, you should have your calendar set up so that something like the training class and the Friday conference call with Ralph's team, we're going to go through some of the other training calls that we have. Those should be on your calendar, and you build your week around those as much as you possibly can. I know there's exceptions to every rule, but if this is something that you're seriously wanting to do for you and your family, then these things I'm discussing should be on your calendar so that you can build your week around that, okay? Every Tuesday, so that was Friday, Saturday and Sunday, most of us are out working and running appointments because that's when we can get it all done, and that's I think that's a fantastic opportunity, Saturday and Sunday run appointments. On Tuesday we have our Dallas sales meeting, and if you're local, you know, except for some of the folks that are working with us part-time, I understand you have other obligations, but if you're local and this is your full-time opportunity, then there's no reason to be absent from this sales meeting at all. Yesterday, with Fitz and Heather out of town, Ralph did our sales meeting here in Dallas, and I know we've gotten rave reviews. Had a little change of pace yesterday. It was an excellent sales meeting, an excellent training opportunity for everyone that attended. For those of you that didn't attend because you might have thought it was going to be a little bit of the same thing that we usually do, sorry you missed it. I really am, because it was tremendous. If I'd have known we were going with that format, I would have figured out a way to bring a video camera, Ralph. It was really, really a tremendous sales meeting. But that's every Tuesday at 10 o'clock in our office here in Addison. And you know, it's not just for folks that are local. We had some folks here yesterday who actually flew into town. One lady was from Phoenix, and we had another gentleman from the Simpson team who flew in to kind of meet everyone. He was from Phoenix as well. And so folks that are out of town, it's not preposterous to consider coming into Dallas for the day or a couple of days or 4 days, and maybe you can, you know, meet with some folks and spend some time with folks and get a little mentoring and do a little what we call brain picking and try to learn some things so that you can take with you and become maybe a little more productive than you have become. But thank you again, Ralph, for yesterday's sales meeting. Right after the sales meeting every week, we tie into one of NAA's conference calls that starts at 12 Central Time, 1 Eastern, and that's the Philip Hudgens Sales Training. Mr. Hudgens is one of the co-founders of NAA, and the man knows his stuff. He can definitely teach us some things about overcoming objections, and if nothing else, just letting you know that maybe you're just not as passionate as you thought you were about this business, because Philip Hudgens definitely is passionate about what we do. And you know, like Fitz always says, if you're not writing $10,000 a week consistently, these things that we're discussing here should be something that's just mandatory on your calendar. Once you've reached that mark, $10,000 a week, maybe you can decide to knock off a couple. But I think at that point, you realize that it's just part of your day. So that's Tuesday, sales meeting, and then Hudgens call at 12. Wednesday morning, obviously, you guys know about the Fitz Group training call. We have this every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and we typically will have top producers on the line. You know, 2 weeks ago we had several top producers sharing their phone script. Lisa Halomo, Wednesday Jackson, my buddy. Judy Verastigi, another buddy. Robert was on there. Well, they're all my buddies, actually. But what a phenomenal opportunity, and what a conference call that was. We did tape that, and so if you need a copy of that, just let your manager know or email me. We'll be glad to send that to you, because it was all of these top producers just letting it out. Nothing was held back. It was just their phone scripts that they role-played with Fitz. Last week was Andy Albright talking about planned neglect. So these conference calls that we're conducting, it's to take a line from Fitz, it's they're not being put on because we don't have anything else that we should be doing. We hold them in hopes that you'll listen to it and get something out of it so that you can take it and implement it into whatever it is you're doing, and maybe it's the difference between closing and not. Getting that referral or not. So every Wednesday the Fitz call happens at 10 Central. At noontime Central, standard time, is the NAA National Conference call. They'll run down the numbers, and I promise you they'll do a better job of it than I did today. But that's normally Heather's gig. But they'll run through the numbers, and I tell you, I love hearing my name being called. And I know that the Fitz team and the Simpson team, the Besner team, all of us here in the Fitz group love to listen to see where our names fall. And I tell you, if your name isn't called, like sometimes mine is not, it should get you a little upset. So it makes me work harder, and hopefully it'll make you work harder so that you do get your name on the leaderboard. Because that's pretty neat. It's for everyone in the country to see your name on the leaderboard. But that's every Wednesday at noon, and again, they'll have top producers from across the country. And you know, last week, or 2 weeks ago, Lisa Halomo did our conference call, and then she hung up, had a little bite to eat, and then she got on the NAA conference call because they were doing some of the female success stories, the women of NAA. And Lisa was, who's on the Simpson team, of course, was part of that, and that was a tremendous call, too. NAA will record those by MP3, and you know, you can purchase MP3 downloads on that website NAALeads.com for just $1.95. So for $2, you can actually own and have just a collection in your library of success is what I consider it. And especially with MP3 players now and their portability, my goodness, if you exercise or if you go for walks or, you know, just laying around the house relaxing, listening to an MP3 of somebody who's killing this should be a must-have. And then it's funny because it all scales back. Now we're back to Thursday and we've got another training class that's going to happen this Thursday. Tomorrow I'm the trainer, and so it's going to be the best darn training class that you've ever seen. But that all those conference calls is just one piece of the support structure that, as I was thinking about this call last night, I was trying to really, you know, along the lines of Fitz, his request, what did I want to tell a new agent? That's just one piece. Another part of this support structure is what is it that you're feeding your brain? All these things help feed our brain good things, but reading good books, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success from Frank Betcher, Think and Grow Rich, Mentored by a Millionaire, Good to Great. These are things that Fitz, and these are books that Fitz and Andy have said, that have mentioned. They haven't said you had to read them, but they have mentioned and said, you know, these are great books and they're going to provide you with some good nuggets so that your brain, because once you think it and then you have to act on it, okay? And these books provide thoughts in your brain that are, for me anyway, have helped me become a lot more confident in what I'm doing. And with that confidence, you know, I've been able to do some nice things production-wise, and then of course the pay isn't so bad either. I really am enjoying that lately. But so reading good books, listening to the tapes. If you've been on the conference calls and you like one in particular, you know, send an email to us and we will be glad to send you the tape of that conference call. On the NAA side, they record those by MP3. So just keep checking the website and maybe even send them an email. Hey, you know, when are we going to get the conference call from 2 weeks ago up? You know, and put a bug in there and let them know that we are hungry for this information. Okay? I think another important piece is getting mentored by someone, having a mentor. And I'm not specifically, you know, the Fitz team has a mentor. I'm the new agent mentor for the Fitz team. John Palmer is the new agent mentor for the Simpson team. And he was in here yesterday sharing nuggets. Thank you, John. That was just amazing. I wish I could have taken more notes, but I'm already working on a conference call with some of you guys. But John Palmer, you know, the Besner team is hiring a new agent mentor. The Roberts team is hiring a new agent mentor. And we all welcome, you know, your questions and any, you know, any thoughts you have. And, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to help you. But, you know, there are mentors sitting right next to you in the sales meeting every week. Or they're on this call every week if you're not able to be in the sales meeting. Folks like Wednesday Jackson and Lisa Halomo and Chris White, Donna Agua. I mean, you know, she works in the Simpson office and she's killing this thing too. Cornell Anderson and my, you know, MVP. These are guys that are out there making it happen, and it. When you meet these folks, or if you haven't been able to meet them, but contact them and ask them what it is that they do, because I think having a mentor, I want someone to tell me what it is they're doing, because that's where I want to be. Okay, you know, Robert Wallace mentioned it yesterday about Ralph and Fitz. You know, he wants to have the $1 million income. He's got mentors like Fitz and Ralph. Okay, so. Find folks like Fitz and Ralph and Jim Richter and Todd Besner, Paul Roberts and Mark Fritz, Scott Blackley. I mean, and Robert and Michelle. They're about to break out as managers. These are some of the new generation of leaders coming out, and they're so approachable. okay? As a new agent, I know how it feels to think maybe somebody's just, you know, out of your reach, you know, you really can't approach anyone. That's not the way it is, okay? I'm here to tell you that. In fact, Glenn Turney yesterday, Glenn, I'm going to use this if you don't mind, and I appreciate you standing up and saying this, but Glenn Turney yesterday mentioned that how much he appreciated there not being any, he hasn't noticed any cliques within the organization yet. You know, everyone is just, you know, open-armed and welcoming and, you know, willing to share whatever it is they can to help get someone to the next level, you know. And I know as a new agent, when I started out, I mean, I was a boiler room mechanic, and everybody in the room were salespeople, you know, and I just kind of didn't feel like I matched up real well. But not once did I ever feel unwelcome, and not once did I ever feel like I couldn't make it. Okay, because we all start out on it's a level playing field. We all start out in the same spot. It's just, where do you want to go? Because you can dream as high as you want to, shoot for it and get there. Okay, so anyway, mentorship to me is very important. Without guys like Fitz and guys like Ralph and Todd, you know, one lunch with Ralph and Todd changed my numbers dramatically. Continuous mentorship with Jim Richter since I started working with the team. Those are the things that you're going to get information from that are going to help you excel in this business. So basically, those are my, that's what I, the bottom line to this in my whole, I guess, spiel, my speech here is, Fitz asked me to say, come up with something you'd want to tell a new agent, and it's get plugged in. Get plugged into the support system, because I do honestly believe that it's the difference between me still being with these great people and or already have moved on. The help I've gotten from every one of these folks I've mentioned on the call today, and I mean every one of them because I have picked all of their brains, has definitely led to some success for me, and I know it can lead to success for you, because if I might steal a nugget from Cornell Anderson on his email that he sends me, we are assisting superstars to reach their destination. That's what we do with NAA Fitz Group and the Simpson team. So with that, I am gonna some email real quick and see if I've got any questions. What's your favorite book that helped you go through the transition to get fired up with your business? How I Raised Myself, From Failure to Success by Frank Betcher. The first chapter is unbelievable. If you can't get excited from that first chapter, check your pulse, because I don't think you're here. It's an amazing book. And that question, thank you, Abel and Judy, for that question. How do I get a copy of the CD-ROM? You should be able to contact your upline manager. If that's not, you know, if they're not able to help you out with that right now, just let me know and I'll send it to you. That's not a problem. I just need to know where you are, what state you're in. But you should get those from your upline manager first. So, hey, Ralph, are you on the call? Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Just wanted to see if you had any last, you know, final thoughts to add before I close this out.
Buddy, I mean, the folks will get excited and just go out there and, like you were talking about with mentors, you know, find someone.
No. Hey, Ralph, are you on the postcode?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. That's all right. Hey, folks, can you guys hit star 6? Someone's hacking up along. Okay, thanks.
Mentors, etc. I'm sitting in my office with Jackson, Jewish show, and she is leaving the Hollow Mall, okay, they're inspiring each other. You've got a bunch of leads that we've had over the last, say, 3 months together, and they, on the hour, they'll call each other every hour to see how many appointments are set. It's quite interesting. They went back to a bunch of leads.
I'm sorry, Ralph.
It's okay. So, just find somebody that you can pair up with. I guess when you inspire you to take the next level, as I said, it was Wednesday and Lisa, they're doing an NBA hour on the hour, you know, 6 o'clock, and they'll call each other at 7 o'clock and see how many appointments they've set. And it's amazing now, between the two of them, they've set like, I think, more than 12 appointments between the two of them in the space of 1 hour. Okay, and all it is pushing each other to the next level. And the ultimate goal is to make cash, that's what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So if you can't get through any agency leader, you know, find somebody within your group that you can relate to.
Excellent. Thank you, Ralph. And the last question we'll take, I've been asked if I could restate the websites again. Let me mute out the phone. Okay. I guess Star 6 is a little harder to operate than I thought it was. I'm sorry. But anyway, restating the websites I mentioned earlier, naaleads.com. And there's also, that's for, you know, the NAA website. The F&G website is fglife.com, fglife.com, and you go to agent login. In fact, you go to agent login on both websites to get into them. But anyway, with that, you guys have a great week. There's one. What did Ralph and Todd tell you at lunch to change your numbers? And I'm doing a great job. Thanks, Russ. I appreciate that. Ralph and Todd, just, you know, basically what we're teaching, what we're teaching in the trainings now is what Ralph and Todd shared with me at that lunch. Keeping it simple, you know, changing my dress a little bit. And, you know, if you guys want to know all about that, I think you should tune into the training call tomorrow. With that, have a great week. We're looking at some great production already, and it ends today, so for this week. So get out there and get her done. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.